Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee is responding to legal challenges to the new congressional map lawmakers approved last week that split Memphis into three different districts. Last night, the ACLU joined a growing list of opposition groups suing over the maps. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports.
The ACLU, the NAACP, and the Tennessee Democratic Party have all filed separate lawsuits challenging different aspects of the map. But they all have the same goal, to block the new congressional maps from going into effect. The ACLU alleges that the new maps disenfranchise black voters in Memphis. The Democratic lawsuit represents voters and candidates like Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. He's been campaigning against and out-fundraising Republican incumbent Andy Ogles for the 5th Congressional District. The new maps put Mulder in an entirely new district. And while the legislature has waived residency requirements for candidates, plaintiffs argue it's too close to the 2026 midterms and will likely cause voter confusion. So far, Tennessee's attorney general argues that the NAACP doesn't have standing to challenge the maps or the residency requirement. The Tennessee Supreme Court will soon decide whether a 3-judge panel will take up that complaint. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
If the redrawn congressional map does survive that onslaught of legal challenges, the new District 9 could soon have a Republican primary. Its borders, which span from the Arkansas state line to Brentwood, make the district likely Republican, and two state lawmakers are looking for a promotion. Senator Brent Taylor announced his bid last week. He had recused himself from the redistricting vote. Now, Representative Todd Warner is in the race, too. Warner did not recuse himself, but he did wear a Trump flag on the floor during the special session. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under Local Headlines.